Hi, this is Justine Kim, a recent grad from the University of Southern California and someone who you would define as a young professional. Let me introduce you to my new podcast, Becoming, how it came to be and what you can expect to hear. This podcast was really born out of the intersection of two things. Number one, my involvement in building an organization in college dedicated to the personal and professional development of women. During that time, I got to interview so many amazing women in LA about their personal and professional journeys, which led me to want to document their stories. I saw the importance firsthand of young women hearing other women's stories and the effect that it could have in shaping their sense of self, their confidence, their aspirations, and their ambition. And it's an effect that I saw on myself. It really inspired me and solidified my belief that it's important to elevate women's stories and their voices. I want this podcast to be a place where women can get that, a place to not only learn about women's professional journeys, but their personal ones as well. The second thing is my postgrad journey in navigating the world of work. There are so many things that are supposed to define who you are in different stages of your life. In school, it's your grades. In college, it's your major and your extracurriculars, your internships, whatever it is. And in postgrad, it's supposed to be your job. But this is a question I've been thinking a lot about lately, which is, does what you do really define who you are? You've heard all the markety advice pieces about finding your personal brand and finding the why behind what you do. So how do you actually find that out? Do you need to figure out what you're doing with your life all at once? Is it just knowing the next thing that you want to do and doing that? Is it just a process of continual learning? With this podcast, I want to investigate how women are building fulfilling, meaningful careers and the experiences that shape who they are becoming. Yes, I'm focusing on what these women are doing for work, but I want to investigate how women's careers play a part in their identity. How do they view what they do in relation to who they are? Is it work-life balance? Is it a job to pay your bills and a side hustle to do your real passion? A little bit of both? How are women striking this balance for themselves? What are the experiences that are shaping who they are in the context of work? And what are the underlying values that drive what they do? I'm still figuring out the answers to these questions, and I want to have these conversations as I go. So each season of Becoming will investigate a theme. This season, I'll be speaking with women founders. I was particularly interested in founders because of how all-consuming building something from scratch can be and how your side hustle and project can really overtake your life and your identity. And I want to see how women are navigating that journey. So what should you expect in these episodes? I'll be covering everything from how these women have built businesses and organizations from scratch, what experiences brought them to be entrepreneurs, how they're becoming their full selves, and advice for how to do that for yourself. So if you're interested in having a look into women, work, and how they're finding their why, tune in every month as I have these conversations with women. As I said, I'm learning as I go, and my goal for this podcast is to have more nuanced, thoughtful conversations with women on how they are becoming their fullest selves. You can subscribe today so that you don't miss the first episode coming out this Thursday, February 6th, featuring Jenny Olivero, co-founder and COO of BoxFox, as well as a personal mentor of mine. I'm really excited to be starting my first podcast, Becoming, and I hope that you'll embark on this journey with me as I look into the world of women, work, and their why.